For Easter, Friday C. First posted April 30th, 2010. James 1:16-21, First Fruits. We need to be aware that a very good and perfect gift is provided from God our Father, creator of the heavenly bodies, coming down to us from heaven. God is eternal, and there is no variation or shadow in him due to change. It was by God's own will that he brought us forth, by the word of truth, God's word, the gospel, to be the first fruits in offering of the first part of the harvest, which is to be consecrated to God's use. Numbers 15:21, Deuteronomy 1:8-4, of the harvest of this creation. Remember to be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger, because human anger doesn't accomplish God's righteousness. So let us put away all uncleanness, and weed out wickedness, which fill and overwhelm us, and with humility allow God's word, which is able to save our souls, to be implanted in us. Commentary. God created this world very good, Genesis 1:31. He provided a very good and necessary thing for us. We were all created eternal beings. Physical death came into the world through sin, Genesis 3:3. Satan lied to Adam and Eve, saying that they would not die, Genesis 3:4, but God was talking about spiritual death. Adam and Eve didn't physically die immediately, but physical and spiritual death entered creation through their sin and passed to all humans, because all humans sin, Romans 5:12. God designed creation to allow us the freedom to choose whether to trust and obey God's word or not. Disobedience is sin, and sin death, sorrow and decay are in this world, because we have all sinned, Romans 3:23, 1 John 1:8-10. God gave us the stewardship of creation, and we have often misused resources God gave us to satisfy our selfish desires, rather than what we really need. People go without needed resources, because others want and take, by force or deception, more than they need. Witness the recent financial disaster in America. God knew that, given the choice, we would all choose our will rather than his, so he designed creation, and we ourselves to be limited by time. God is not willing to tolerate sin and rebellion forever. And he designed a Savior Messiah, God's anointed eternal Savior and King Jesus Christ, into creation from the very beginning, John 1:15, 14. The meaning and purpose of this lifetime is to seek, find, and have fellowship with our Creator, which was broken by sin, Acts 17:26, 27. We are born into this world physically alive, but spiritually unborn. This lifetime is our opportunity to be spiritually born again to eternal life, John 3:3, 5-8. This creation is intended by God to be a seedbed to raise a harvest of God's people who willingly choose to trust and obey God. God taught Israel to dedicate the first portion of their harvests to God's service, and this is what we are to be. There is a harvest coming on the day of judgment when Christ returns, Matthew 13:47, 50, 25, 31, 46. We are the first fruits of that harvest, consecrated to God's service now by the baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31, 34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15, 17. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13, 14, Romans 8:9b, 1:1, 15-16. The gospel is God's word of truth, the good news of forgiveness of sin and reconciliation with God. See God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right. His word isn't changing, because God is eternal and unchanging. If we hear it and believe, trust, and obey, it will be implanted within us by the indwelling Holy Spirit, and will grow to spiritual maturity at the day of Christ's return. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 1:9-2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14?